So far, all our demonstrations have been made by striking filters with impulses. But probably the most important use of filters is to filter sound files, thus changing the timbre of the sound. So the simplest sound file that we can put into filters and that will illustrate some of the potentials is a random noise. We will start by using a simple single resonant filter in the we will control the frequency of the resonance in the 500 to 1,000 cycle octave. And if the filter has a long decay time, it will have a very narrow bandwidth, and noise going through the filter will have a very strong pitch at the bandwidth of the filter, and one can play noise melodies by simply retuning the filter. If the decay time of the filter is very short, then the bandwidth of the filter will be broad, and one can again play noise melody, but these melodies will be much more diffuse, less pitchy than with the long decay time. So we will illustrate this first by playing an ascending scale with a 1 second decay time, and then hitting the filters with impulses, and then we will turn off the impulse excitation and turn on a noise excitation and play the same scale. So that sounds as follows. We will now do the same thing with a short decay time filter, first playing a scale by hitting the filter with impulses, and then play a scale simply by retuning the filter while passing random noise through it. So these two examples illustrate the effect of a long decay time, which produces a narrow bandwidth, which produces very pitchy noise, and also a slow response time, whereas a short and decay time produces a wide bandwidth noise, which is also pitchy but much more fuzzy in pitch than the long decay time. And a short decay time also produces a fast response time.